You're listening to Health Radio. There's nothing more important than when your children are sick. That's why we're here with sound advice, with expert guests provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children on Health Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Hi, and my guest is Dr. Bob Mendelson, and he's with Pediatric Associates of the Northwest, and we're talking about vaccinations and infant immunization week. So, Dr. Mendelson, there is some concern because vaccines have now been combined so that there's more than one, like the DTaP, which we were talking about. Vaccines are combined. Is there any danger or chemical interaction with combining these vaccines with one another?
No, Melanie, there is no danger, and there certainly is no chemical reaction. Needless to say, these things have been very carefully studied in thousands and thousands of doses and thousands of children. The reason for putting them together is that it cuts down the number of injections that each child has to have. For example, you mentioned the MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella. Those used to be given as separate vaccines. So the child had to have three separate vaccines. What they found out is that the vaccines are just as effective when combined. And now they've actually, in one manufacturer, has combined them with a fourth one called varicella or chickenpox. And so now there is an MMRV that is equally effective in most cases with the individual vaccine. It really makes the life of the parent easier, the life of the child easier, and the life of the pediatrician easier because the number of shots can be decreased.
So now when we're getting the vaccines, let's first talk about some children and any side effects that might come during the vaccine. What I mean, they give you the little sheet at your pediatrician's office that says there might be a redness, swelling at the site. But I know many parents worry about those side effects, probably more than they should. And start right at the time when the baby's getting the vaccine, because there was a new study that the American Academy of Pediatrics just put out about comforting your baby during the actual shots.
Yes, that study was just published within the week. And what it suggested was that babies cried for a little shorter period of time if certain things were done. And frankly, those certain things have been done by caring pediatricians and caring mothers as much as possible. For example, I always encourage, I gave the children their immunizations myself. I just felt that was something that I preferred to do. And the parent would be holding the child and the holding and the swaddling and the cuddling and talking to the child made the length of time that the small injections that we would give into the child's leg and at that age just lasted a shorter period of time. The child just wasn't as upset for as long, and the mom could very well calm them down with very little difficulty.
Well, it is
a
little.
That's really what this article said.
Okay, and it is a little bit, you know, as a parent, it's a little unnerving that they ask you to hold the child down. You know, you're holding their arms so they can't flail. But at our office, they did the double vaccines. Two nurses or a doctor and the nurse in the room at the same time. They look at each other, one, two, three, boom, in the thighs. So there was only one stick. So the child didn't have time to get one, cry, then get the other.
That's one technique, absolutely.
I loved it.
The other thing, I used to tell the older children who could understand, or I'd tell the parents that I was giving the injection and I happened to be the fastest shot in the West. And by the time they quit smiling from that, the immunization was over.
Well, and that's the thing. So now when we look at the side effects, do you as a pediatrician see many?
Very few. Very few. The ones you mentioned already, that there can be a little swelling or a little bit of pain at the injection site. There can also be, from some of these shots, a low-grade fever. And frankly, I think that's a good thing because it indicates the baby's immune system is working well, working properly, and they're responding as they should to the antigen that their body is now forming an antibody against. One of the things that we get questioned about, and you mentioned it already, Melanie, is that there are so many different vaccines in combination given at the same time. Isn't that hard on the immune system? And the answer is absolutely not. We know what these antigens are. We know that the antibodies are manufactured by the baby very quickly within the few days to weeks after the injection is given, but we also know that these same babies are exposed to antigens in the air from their toys, from crawling around on the floor and so forth, in a ratio of almost 300 to 1 compared to those that they get from the immunization. So combining antigens is not only good for the system and less shots and so forth, but it also is absolutely a small number compared to everything that the child is exposed to in their everyday environment.
More parent questions, Dr. Mendelsohn. Will a child's immune system be weakened by relying on a vaccine?
No, absolutely not. Not only not weakened, but as I mentioned, strengthened. If a child just, say, take one vaccine, the hepatitis B, if a child is given the vaccine for hepatitis B, then the next two months apart, that child's immune system is strong against hepatitis B for the rest of the child's life. And these are studies that have been done since the vaccines were first developed. And it's just been a very good thing because these are things we just don't see in children that are appropriately immunized.
And with certain vaccines like the flu vaccine, can it give the child the disease that it's supposed to prevent?
No, these are either killed or attenuated vaccine. Some people think that because the child may get a little bit of a sore arm or leg, depending on where it was given, or perhaps a little fever that day or the next, and I'm talking about slightly over 100, 101 degrees, this means the body's immune system is doing its job. And again, it's not weakening the immune system, it's strengthening it.
And what about chickenpox, the varicella vaccine? Many parents have written in and said that isn't it better just to let the child get chickenpox as they always did?
Well, we have parents that ask us that exact question, and the answer is, first of all, it's hard to get chickenpox because at least in our area, 94% of the kids are immunized, so you just don't see it. But if your child gets chickenpox and say you haven't had your three children immunized, that means that those children are going to have to stay home from school for a total of about 2 weeks each. So you're talking about 6 weeks as these kids get, as the siblings get chickenpox. It is the most contagious, along with measles, of the natural diseases. And this is another really good reason to be sure your child has had the appropriate immunization so they won't get measles and they won't get chickenpox.
And Dr. Mendelsohn, questions coming in. Do you have a preference between the flu shot and the nasal vaccine?
They're both equally effective. I personally, if the child is old enough to have it or the adult is young enough to have it, I prefer the flu mist, it's called, which is the nasal vaccine, because it is a more natural way to get it, because when we actually contract flu, we contract it by droplet infection, breathing it in, and that's what this does. The other slight advantage of the flu mist is that, well, of course, there's no shot given, which makes the kids happy and the parents happy, but the other thing is that if there is a slight change in the virus that's causing flu that year, it's called a drift, and that drift is more likely compensated for by the nasal flu mist than by the injectable IPV, it's called, injectable flu vaccine.
And now other parents are writing, and you've heard this question before, but we only have a minute left.
Sure.
If kids are healthy and active and eating well, do they still need to be immunized? You can kind of wrap up the show with this question.
Yeah, that's a great question. And the answer very simply is yes. Being active, being healthy, eating well, getting enough rest, all those things help stimulate the immune system, but they do not prevent any of the vaccine-preventable diseases. So all that you're doing with your healthy child is keeping them healthy by immunizing them appropriately as your pediatrician recommends.
And the last question in the last 30 seconds here, do immunizations or the thimerosal cause autism?
There is absolutely no scientific evidence that links thimerosal or any of the immunizations with autism. Autism is a multifactorial thing. Our research is just telling us more and more about why there are more seemingly more autistic children. The diagnosis is made much more rapidly these days, but it has absolutely nothing to do with any of the vaccines.
And the important message here is to vaccinate your children and not to worry. Be there to comfort them. Be with your child when they get their shots. Hold them tightly. Love them. And then, you know, give them something special that night. Let them have a little dessert or something special that makes them feel a little bit special about the fact that they just got their shots that day. So stay tuned. We're talking toilet training when we come back. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Health Radio.